Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How is your day going? This is going out on a Monday morning. So if this is the first thing you are doing on this Monday, brand new week, I hope your day goes amazingly, your week goes amazingly, I hope February goes amazingly. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about some things that you might think, Victoria doesn't usually talk about budgeting and cutting back. Well, we are going to be talking about the topics of budgeting, no spend months, how to get into a great headspace with money without feeling restricted. Now, I don't know if I need to do this disclaimer, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am not a financial advisor. I am not here to tell you where to put your money, invest your money, what to do with your money. However, I am a money mindset coach. I have a background in cognitive neuroscience. My degree is psychology and cognitive neuroscience. And I absolutely love teaching about money mindset because you probably know this by now. But if this is your first episode, number one, welcome to the podcast family. But number two, I think it's really important that you know that all of the things I talk about on this podcast, the things I teach in my courses, my one-to-one sessions, is based on the knowledge that we have that parts of our mind, usually our subconscious, our reptilian complex, drive our behaviors. And this is exactly the same with money. If we don't look at our mindset, whether this is mindset around dieting, money, love, business, taking action, traveling the world, fears, phobias, whatever it is, if we do not look at our mindset, we are missing out on basically what is the driving force of our actions. So if you want to take different actions around money, if you want to have more money in your bank account, if you want to feel better about money, if you want to heal your relationship with money, then you have to start with how you think and how you feel about it. Now, this episode was actually at least partly inspired by a lovely message I got from one of my, she's been on the podcast, so I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say former clients and now friends. She's probably going to message and laugh about that. But she sent me a message and she was very happy for me to share this. She kind of sent me a message, told me what had been going on, wanted my take on it, and then said, if you want to share it on the podcast episode, please feel free. So I'll keep it anonymous. Oh, that's quite a hard word to say on a Sunday morning. But that's what inspired this episode. I will share that story as we go through. And this person has actually been a member of the Manifestation Room. Now, if you don't know, you need to get to know, because doors to the Manifestation Room are now open for a limited time. The Manifestation Room is for you if you want to manifest faster. Do you want to manifest money faster? Do you want to manifest that job faster, travel, opportunities, a new bag, a new relationship? If you want to manifest faster, then come and join the Manifestation Room, because I will show you how to remove those subconscious blocks and limits to change your mindset so that you can attract the things you want into your life quickly. If you know you have blocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and doubts, then come and join the Manifestation Room because you can remove these daily with the Quantum Leap Library. And if you want coaching from me, if you know that sometimes you have a burning question, you think, oh, I wish Victoria could answer that for me, then come and join the Manifestation Room because you have two options. We have the wonderful TMR community, as I said, in the Facebook group, or we have monthly live coaching sessions where you can submit your questions and get your answers directly from me. The Manifestation Room is, I think, a really wonderful space where you can learn how to manifest, change your mindset, manifest faster. Plus, if you join right now, you get access to the full back catalogue of resources. So the Manifestation Room has been going since April 2023. We've had monthly masterclasses, mystery magic. I didn't even say about the mystery magic. Anyway, it is absolutely jam-packed. And right now, if you join in February, so the doors are going to be open until the 15th of February, you can actually try it out for 50% off. We have got people who have been in the Manifestation Room since day one, loving it, enjoying every single month. So I know you're going to love it, but I know as well, sometimes we want to try things out. So you can test out the Manifestation Room, see if it's for you for 50% off. But the doors are only open until the 15th of February. So make sure to go and check it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll find the link in my bio. If you want to drop me an email, ask me any questions, just send an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. And I'm going to be posting on my Instagram some of the comments, some of the feedback from current and previous TMR members, so you can really check it out, see if it's for you. I think it will be, but I'm probably a little bit biased because it's my membership baby. Anyway, I will make sure to leave all of those links. Right, let's talk about budgeting, no spend months. Excuse me, my voice was like, ugh, budgeting feels restricted, Victoria. Now, I think when it comes to money mindset, we need to be in the most positive headspace we can be. We need to build the most positive relationship with money we can to be able to manifest it. So, I've never created an episode before on budgeting because I don't like the word budgeting. For me, budgeting sounds like, excuse me, see, every time I talk about it, budgeting feels like lack, scarcity, restriction, I can't have, there's not enough, and these are not words that we want to associate with money. However, and this is a however, I also think budgeting done in the right way, and I'm obviously not suggesting that my way is the only way, but you'll see why I'm going to suggest what I'm going to suggest. I think budgeting done in a specific way, there we go, we'll say that instead, can really help boost your abundance. And the example from my client slash friend proves that. So I'm going to share that with you. So by the end of this episode, you are going to know what to let go of when it comes to money and what to allow in. You are going to have some ideas of how to do budgeting, no spend months, whatever you want to do, in a way that will actually allow you to attract more abundance in. And I'm going to give you some ideas for some reframes. Now, we love a reframe around here. It is basically where you shift your mindset, you shift your perspective on something. Now, let's be honest and say that right now, in the current economic climate in 2024, there is some stuff going on. I'm not going to give huge amounts of attention to it because, you know, we want to focus on the positive, we want to take positive actions, but the idea of changing our spending habits could really benefit a lot of people. And that's partly why I wanted to create this episode. I wanted to give a really positive take on things with specific action steps. So you might have heard of things like a no spend month. So setting yourself a goal where you decide that you're not going to spend any money. Now, everyone has different takes on this. I know some of my friends have done this in the past, and what they've meant is, well, I actually said to one of them, oh, but surely you're going to buy food. And she said, well, actually, we've got a really stocked freezer. And so the plan is we're going to go through as much of the freezer as possible. I suppose everyone can interpret what no spend means differently. Some people might say, groceries and obviously bills are going to be a non-negotiable, but the no spend means not buying anything extra. So not takeaways, not clothes, not makeup, not going out for experiences that involve paying for things, because let's be honest as well, there are so many things you can do with your friends, with your family, on your own that are free. There are places you can go and see. I'm sure there are like museums. You can go for walks. There are lots of activities you can do. You could have a games night, because pretty much everyone has some form of game. Even if you've got a pack of cards, you could probably make a game. So there are lots of ways you can do things without having to spend money. Now, let's talk a little bit about the flow of money when it comes to manifestation. You've probably heard me say the analogy of breathing. So we breathe in and we breathe out. Now we want there to be a similar sort of flow when it comes to money. We want to have a feeling of being able to attract money in and also not feeling like we have to hold on to every single penny, because if we do that, it's like holding your breath. That's feeling like lack, scarcity. If I don't hold on to it, it will never come back to me. It's like saying there's never enough. I've got to hold on to it because something bad could happen. I'll need all this money. That's not the headspace we want to be in. And one of my concerns with like a no spend month or budgeting or any of these words we're going to use is, could you end up feeling really restricted? Could you end up focusing on lack and not having enough, and that there's not enough money, rather than the shifts I'm going to give you in this episode? So that's the first thing to think about. The second thing I want to say is, if we are constantly exhaling, and exhaling represents spending, then we've also got a problem, because you can't constantly breathe out. At some point, you have to breathe in. I was about to say the phrase, money makes the world go round, but in our day-to-day life, we need to have this energy that is money to be able to do things. We have to pay our household bills. Maybe you have to pay fuel for your car. You have to buy food. There are certain things that we have to buy to survive. But there are going to be different levels of this. Everyone's experience of money is going to be different. And that is because we're all living on different budgets, in different countries, in different ways, earning different amounts of money. But if we pull this back to, we want a flow, we want to attract money in, we want to be able to spend it, but we want there to be a balance. When I think of no spend months, budgeting, all of this stuff, I want you to think of resetting the balance, okay? And I am going to say that having a no spend month and budgeting could be really, really good for your abundance, could actually make you more abundant. But I want you to think about why, in the first place, you don't want to spend. So if you've been thinking about, oh, I'm going to do a no spend month, amazing. Ask yourself, what is driving that? What is driving your decision to want to have a no spend month? Excuse me. What beliefs have you got going on right now about money that has made you say, I need to budget, I need to cut back, I need to change my money habits, I need to do a no spend month? And this is going to give you the first insight into what is going amazingly, what your driving forces are, and how I think you can reframe things. Because these are the things we want to let go of. We want to let go of guilt. So if when you answered that question, you were saying, I've spent too much, I've been frivolous, I've been buying things I don't need, I have spent too much over Christmas and I need to cut back. Ask yourself, is there some guilt here? Is there a negative emotion that's saying, I've made a mistake, I've done something wrong with money, I've put too much on my credit card? Is that part of what is driving this desire to do a no spend month? Another emotion to look out for is shame. Are you feeling like, I'm so bad with money, I never have enough money, I don't make enough money, I've made money mistakes? Is there a feeling of shame attached to this? And we're talking about some quite big and heavy emotions in this episode. I promise I will lighten it up. Another thing to let go of and to look out for in that question, or your answer to that question, I should say, is scarcity. I don't have enough. Have you been saying, well, I've got to cut back, I've got to budget, because I don't have enough for this month. I don't have enough in my savings. I don't have enough stuff, maybe. And maybe that's where this is coming from. So if you've identified any of those negative emotions or others, I want you to just write them down, expand on them, do a little bit of journaling on them. What do they look like for you? Where are they coming from? And know that this is potentially what was the driving force, but we're going to shift that. We're going to reframe that. So essentially what I'm kind of saying in this episode is, yes, do a no spend month. Yes, do some budgeting. Yes, cut back. Do any of those things that you want to do, but, and this is a but, not an and, but let's do it from a place of a really positive mindset, looking at your driving forces, reframing the negative emotions and replacing them with positive ones, and you will see why this is so important for how your brain works. We're going to bring the neuroscience in. Okay, so we've let go of guilt, shame and scarcity that could be the driving forces. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to decide a better way of thinking that fits the goal and allows you to still be abundant. So if you want to do the no spend month, amazing, or week or day or however you want to do it. If you want to look at budgeting, changing your spending habits, amazing. Let's think of a great way of viewing this, a mindset, an approach that allows you to still be abundant. So we're going to allow in some of these type of emotions. Control. So you might say to yourself, okay, I was feeling guilty. Instead of guilt, I'm going to replace that with a feeling of control, where I choose where I let my money flow. Now, a great way of doing this is focusing on what I like to call aligned purchases. And I'm going to talk about that in a bit more detail in a moment. Another emotion that you can allow in is peace. So you might say to yourself, every day I build a better relationship with my money. So we're not denying that maybe there were spending habits in previous months or ways of feeling and thinking about money that didn't feel good. We're not denying that. We're not ignoring it. We're saying now we're going to take back control and we're going to adopt a feeling of peace. So from this moment on, as you're listening to this, you are going to choose to build a better relationship with money. And it almost doesn't matter what's happened in the past because we can't change that. What matters now is saying, I'm actively choosing to feel better. I'm going to take better steps. I'm going to improve my money mindset. I'm going to heal my relationship with money from this moment on. And another emotion we're going to allow in is abundance. So you might start to shift into, there's always enough to go around. There's always enough money. I am supported. I am looked after. I've got tools. I've got resources. There is no need to panic. There is no need to be in guilt, shame, and scarcity because there is abundance. Now, for you, that might be being supported by the universe, by God, by a higher power, by your subconscious mind, by science, but just knowing that there is that feeling of being supported. Now, let's talk about aligned purchases. So, to me, an aligned purchase is one where I feel really, really good. In my gut, I know that this is a great purchase. It's going to benefit me. It's going to give me a good feeling. And it's not just a short-term feeling. Now, often we work on short-term gains that potentially lead to long-term pain. What we kind of want to do is flip that and say, actually, right now, by not buying that takeaway or by not buying that dress or by not buying that thing, in the long run, I'm going to feel better because I'm going to top up my savings or I'm going to prove to myself that I have control over money or whatever that might be for you. The problem is the brain is like, what are you talking about? I want the dopamine hit now. Give me the positive feelings right now. We don't know about the future because remember, your subconscious mind can't understand the concept of the future. It's perpetually experiencing the moment of now. It is feeling now. So when you start to say, no, I'm not going to have that now. I'm going to save my money until the end of the month, or I'm going to not buy it now because I want to put money into savings because I want to go on that holiday next year. Your brain doesn't really get that. It doesn't understand why you're not giving it the dopamine hit. And often spending is a dopamine hit. I hold my hands up that one of the things I love doing the most is shopping. Buying stuff. I don't buy huge amounts of stuff and I don't necessarily buy really big things, but going into a drugstore like Boots or Superdrug or any department store and being like, oh, I think I'm going to get a lipstick. I am going to get a lipstick. Should I get an eyeliner? Oh no, maybe I should get that new moisturizer. I love skincare. I love makeup. I love clothes. Actually, if you're not following me on TikTok, come over to TikTok. It's just at victoria.maskell with two L's. There is someone who has decided to clone my account and it's a fake bot account, so be careful. It's two L's for Maskell. I talk a lot on there about products I've tried, things I've liked, things I haven't, because I genuinely love that sort of stuff. And I am healing my money mindset by checking in with myself and just saying, absolutely, Victoria, I talk to myself, not in the shop because that would be odd, and saying, okay, you want to buy that pack of Sharpies because you want, you want to do some colouring. I'm sat here with my colouring book. Actually, Aldi had some really good colouring books, so I highly recommend those. I think they were like $1.99. Okay, so you want to buy that pack of pens because you want to do some colouring. Great. Do you have some at home already? Because if the answer is yes, then this isn't an aligned purchase, because that's wasteful. That's you topping up. That's not you thinking through, hang on a minute, I've already got practically the same pack of those. I've got plenty of colouring pens. And that's when I would go, you're right, this was a short-term gain. I just wanted to pick it up because I wanted that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be feeling so calm, so relaxed, I'm going to be colouring. That's not an aligned purchase. And then I step back from it. And what I'm now finding is, I'm getting a dopamine hit from saying no to things. But hopefully you can see just by that one example, this isn't restriction. This isn't cut back, you're bad with money, stop spending money. This is, oh, you actually don't need that. You don't really want that. This isn't actually for you. Now, it might not be that I've already got some. Let's say, I do really want one of the Charlotte. Okay. Charlotte Tilbury have just launched some pink lipsticks. And I have been watching loads of videos on TikTok to try and work out which shade I want, because annoyingly, we do not have a Charlotte Tilbury counter near me. So it's one of those things that I'm probably going to buy online. You know, you run the risk of being like, is this going to be the colour for me or not? So I've been watching lots of videos and I made a list and there were three different lipsticks that I thought I liked the colour of. Now, being frivolous, being over the top in that kind of mindset of, oh, I'll just get them all. That might be a lack of alignment. Me going, oh, I can't decide, I'll just buy them all. Because do I need three pink lipsticks from Charlotte Tilbury? No. Does anyone need any lipsticks from Charlotte Tilbury? Probably not. But do I need three? No, definitely not. So the more aligned decision might be to say, okay, you've noticed yourself there going, I'll just buy them all. Take a breath. Take a step back. Do you actually want and need three? How are you going to feel when you've purchased three and you probably know that you're not going to wear all of them, or some of the colours might not look right, or you can only wear one a day? You're not going to keep taking them off and putting them back on again, are you? So how is that going to feel? And the answer would probably be a bit wasteful, actually. And I'm probably going to go into guilt, shame, and maybe a bit of scarcity. So then I'm thinking, okay, how can I choose control, peace, and abundance? So the abundance piece might be, I am so lucky that I actually could purchase three right now if I wanted to. Is that the way I want to spend that amount of money? Probably not. And then I might say, okay, actually this feels really peaceful because I feel like I'm making a logical decision. I'm using my frontal lobe. I'm being really calm about this. This feels really good. And I can feel quite proud of myself that I'm changing the way I'm thinking about things. And then the control element could be, okay, what is aligned? And I don't know actually if I've heard someone else say this, maybe it was in a message someone sent to me, but I will often do things where I'll say to myself, right, yes, it was in my client/friend, she said it in her message as well. I will do things when I'll say, right, I really want X. I'm gonna wait until tomorrow to see if I still want X, or whether this is an impulse buy, whether this is me desiring a dopamine hit. And then if it comes to tomorrow and I go, oh, I don't really want that anymore, the dopamine hit can come from, yes, I am building such a good money mindset. So it's not from, look at me, I didn't buy it, I held back, I restricted. It's from, I was in control and I chose peace and abundance rather than guilt, shame and scarcity. Now, let me just talk to you about, so this message I got, what she was basically saying was that I think she was doing a no-spend January and she has an amazing money mindset. She has done lots of work on it. She feels really abundant. She knows that money flows in. And we were basically just, I'm paraphrasing here, but we were basically just talking about the fact that she was doing a no-spend month and then finally in that month received a check for a fairly large sum of money for a refund for something she had been waiting for a very long time. And she was like, does that mean that cutting back means that I allow in abundance? She was like, because that doesn't seem to fit. That doesn't seem to feel like the right way of looking at it or it being. So we were having this really good conversation about it. Well, I think it was a really good conversation. And my take on it was, rather than saying she was cutting back, she was stopping herself from having things and being in scarcity, and that the scarcity allowed the money to flow in, it was more that she was working on her money mindset. She was choosing to feel really good about money. And this is the thing, sometimes we don't feel good around money because we feel like we've splurged a bit too much. We look back and think, oh, I wish I'd used that money for something else. So budgeting or doing no spend months can actually feel really good. And I think in this case, we came to the conclusion that was exactly it. Her no spend month wasn't, I can't have anything. It was, I'll make a list of all the things that I might want. You know, we get served ads all the time, whether it's on social media, whether it's on the TV, the internet, we're seeing ads all the time. And sometimes going, I'll make a mental note of that. And what she was saying was, I think she'd made a list of the things that she'd seen. And then she was going to check in with herself in February and be like, do I still want these things? And if the answer was yes, she was probably going to buy them. So how about that as an idea? That by choosing a budget, so setting aside a pot of money for X, Y, Z, whether that's food, whether that's going out, whether that is some other kind of spend, whether that's your fuel, something like that, rather than seeing it as, I don't have enough, so I have to budget, saying, I'm an excellent money manager. I am so good with money, and I'm going to choose to only spend in a way that feels good for me. And again, I realize that this is going to be a different number, a different way for every single person listening to this, because everyone is in a different situation with money. And imagine that by doing that, you allow abundance in. You allow money to flow to you because you are breathing in and exhaling in a better way than before. You're not holding your breath, and equally, you're not constantly exhaling and then feeling the guilt, the shame, and the scarcity as a result. Now, if you do a no-spend month, what I would say is, okay, a no-spend month on things that don't serve you, on things that you don't really want, on things that will give you negative emotions. You'll get spender's remorse. Or a no-spend month on things that you would be buying out of lack or out of a feeling of trying to fit in. So imagine you're buying something or you're thinking of buying something. Take a second and be like, what's driving this? What is driving me to say, I need to go to the supermarket and buy 16 packs of biscuits? Okay, maybe you're really hungry. Maybe you have got 40 friends coming round and you're having a biscuit party. Actually, that's probably quite a good use of that money, or that's quite a sensible spend. Are you doing it out of, I'm going to go on a diet in 2 weeks and so I've got to eat all the biscuits now because in 2 weeks' time I won't be able to have any? Now, I haven't really touched on it in this episode, but how we restrict around money and how we restrict around food are two very similar relationships. If you'd like me to do an episode actually on, I'm going to use the D word, dieting, fit, sort of like health mindset, food mindset, if you'd like me to give my take on that, then just let me know and I will do an episode on it. But that restriction causes us to want more. You only have to, I mean, as I'm recording this, it's a Sunday. So maybe some of you are in that headspace of, Okay, it's now Monday. Right now, it's the new fresh start. I'm only going to eat green leafy vegetables, green juices, no sugar will pass my lips. If that's you, then just think about how that's making you feel. Is that making you feel really good, really healthy? Or is there an element of, oh my gosh, I just want to eat a whole block of chocolate and a block of cheese and drink a glass of wine? Actually, not a glass, a whole bottle of wine. Is there some restriction going on? Now, when I'll just pull it back to money, because if you want me to do a separate episode on that, I will do. But one way that you can really inject some fun into this is have a fun money pot. This works no matter what your budget is. Even if you could have £5 for the month that could go in your fun money pot, this is a really good way of adding some positivity into no spend months, budgeting, cutting back, whatever you would want to call it. And it really feeds the nomad part of you. So I've got previous episodes talking about the warrior, the settler, the nomad. I am going to do some money episodes actually about whether you are a warrior, a settler, and a nomad, and how to heal your money relationship based on that. To find out if you are a warrior, settler, or nomad, then I actually do coaching sessions where we do a deep dive into your inner and outer personalities and the various combinations of that. So drop me an email if that's something you're interested in finding out. But having this fun money pot, it's not about the amount. It's about the fact that you can play with money. You can spend it on something that feels exciting, that feels fun, that it's for you, that there's no restriction on it, that you're like, oh, what am I going to spend my money on? Could be £1, £5, £500, whatever the number. But that bit of money you have put aside, and it doesn't mean that you don't pay your bills or you don't keep your responsibilities. You can have fun with it. And the last thing I want to leave you with is a tip, because I want you to focus on what you are gaining, not what you are losing. So the brain does not like to lose. It does not like to miss out. It does not like to feel like by doing something, it's not getting something. So rather than saying, oh, this is what I'm losing from my budget, from my no spend month, I have to get rid of Netflix or I won't be able to watch this show, this series. Or maybe one of your friends has said, oh my God, this program's amazing, you have to watch it. And you're like, yeah, well, I can't watch it this month because I've cancelled Netflix, I've cut back, I'm budgeting. Rather than doing that, I want you to think about what you gain from your choice. So you gain the feeling of being great with money. You gain the feeling of taking control. You gain the feeling of, okay, well, now I've got more time to play games with my family or to go for a walk or to get better sleep. Remember, the brain doesn't want to feel like it's losing. So with any of these money actions you're going to take, show it how you are gaining. And one of the ways you can gain is by joining the manifestation room. Yes, I'm going to add it in there. You gain my support, my coaching. You gain a community of people who are like-minded that you can share stories and ideas with and feel supported by. You gain access to, what will it be, like 10 months worth of mindset manifestation content so that you can manifest faster, remove your limiting beliefs and blocks, and just really set some incredible goals that you're going to achieve in 2024. Also remember, you can try it out for 50% off your first month. I will make sure to leave all the links in the show notes. Oh, we need a word. Okay. Thank you everyone who sends me all their words when they've stayed to the end of the episode. Right. Today's word is going to be, okay, today's word is going to be cherries, because right now I have a really nice pack of organic tart cherries that I got from TK Maxx that come in little handy packets, sat next to me, and that's what I ate before recording this episode. So cherries is the word for today. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back very soon with another episode, and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.